FaZe was in a corner of the room, licking his paws after his own meal of milk and meat scraps. Damon crossed the room to Sally, kissing her honey-colored hair, then took the bench seat across from the one that Evie and I shared. A necklace I hadn't noticed earlier swung free from the collar of his tan tunic. Evie sat up straight, eyes locked on the black claw tied to a string of leather.
What's that?
Oh, it's from a lion wick. My father gave it to me.
Damon lifted it to catch the room's light.
The story goes, he found the monster in a trap. As a gift for setting the beast free, the monster gave my father this claw. He wore it like this around his neck and never fell sick. He never felt pain. He gave it to me the day he decided to take his place in the shades. Now it keeps me healthy and strong. And someday, I'll give it to my son.
The bench might as well have been pulled out from beneath me. No way. I fought to keep my jaw from dropping as Sally slid into the space beside her husband. Damon's hand splayed across her rounded belly.
A fanciful story.
Sally tapped the claw necklace.
I think they both just like how it looks.
Maybe you're right.
Or maybe it was magic. How was it that, not so long ago, I'd sat around a different table and heard this same story? Luella had said it was in the journal with the emblem of my own necklace on the cover, a journal that had led her to create the elixir that played its role in Lysa. A journal in my satchel. Had the person who wrote that story known these people? Had Luella met them before? Maybe tomorrow I'd pull Damon aside and ask. But right now, I didn't want to mention Luella's name with Evie so close. I wasn't ready to tell her that Luella was dead.
I think I'd better get her to bed.
I stood, picking up my bowl.
Oh, leave that.
Sally waved me off.
Get some rest. We'll see you in the morning.
I collected FaZe so he wouldn't shred their armchair in the night. Then I whisked Evie to the spare room where we'd be sleeping. Once she was tucked into the cot and asleep, I tiptoed to my satchel and took out the black leather journal. My fingertips skimmed the embossed wing inlaid in a circle. Then I opened the clasp and cover to pages filled with sentences I couldn't read. The old language. I wasn't sure how or when, but even if it took me months, I'd read every page of this journal. If there was a chance it held the clue to a cure for Lysa, I'd memorize every page.